Hello everyone. I hope that you'll be able to just sit and relax and really meditate on these wonderful verses that we're going to think about today. Christ in us, not just alongside us, but God's wonderful Holy Spirit in our hearts. This is so wonderful to know that he is not only going to be alongside us, but his very character shines, makes us what we can't possibly become on our own. And we actually affect the atmosphere around us because he is in us. And how this can actually affect the world we live in and help others to see who he is, because he is shining through our character. Listen to it several times, and listen to the previous one, because all these scriptures, they need to go right into our hearts so they become part of us. Let God enfold you in his wonderful love as you listen to these words and lift your faith. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Christ in you, the hope of glory. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I will live in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever lives in me, and I in him, he will bear abundant fruit. For we are to God the aroma of Christ. And through us he spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. So do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. May that be so, Lord, for us. Ask him to connect you so vitally to his spirit, to fill you today, to drench you, to soak you with his presence.